Gemara Beis. Rashi Hosef Rabbi Akiva. I think Hosef Rabbi Akiva. No, we did this Rashi. We're holding a clip to Al Madalov.
Remember, you got to the leather spread thing. You call it something different. Yeah. You call it a tray.
Yeah. Okay. A review of a Kurdish puzzle. The Mishnah says that we know we count. We start with an Ava Tuma. All Tuma has to have a source. The source either can be self-generated, tumah yed tumah gufay, the person is a zav or a zava, a nida, a mitzara, etc. Or it can contract this tumah through contact with something else, which is so that other thing is the source of tumah, and then he'll become tumah at that point in time as a result of it. So that we start with, and we count rishon. So the first item which touches the tumah is a rishon. The second item which touches is a sheni. The Mishnah says that a chulin, well, the Mishnah doesn't point this out, but the chulin can't become more, it's not that sensitive to tumah, so chulin can't become more than a sheni. So if there is chulin will touch a sheni of tumah, the chulin will remain tor. Meister sheni is the same thing. If Meister Sheni touches a Sheni of Tuma, it will remain Tor. Shuma is more sensitive, and Shuma can become what's known as a Shlishi for Tuma. By touching a Sheni of Tuma, the Shuma will become a Shlishi. However, if other Shuma touches that Shlishi, it will remain Torah. It can't become. There's no such thing as a Revi by Truma.
Doesn't go to fourth level.
But by Kurdish, there is a fourth level. Revi of a Kurdish possible. Now, the Mishnah refers to that level as, instead of calling it Tomei, refers to it as Puzzle. Because, I mean, the result really is the same thing as something which is Puzzle. It can't be used, but it doesn't have the power to generate any other Tumah. So basically, something became invalid for use, but it's not referred to as tumah. You know, the source of its problem is tumah, but it's referred to many times in the Gemara as puzzle in the sense that it doesn't generate any other tumah. So you can't call it tumah in the sense of, or we don't want to call it tumah because that would indicate it. Something which is tumah is matamah things. Well, this thing is tumah, but it ain't matamah anything, so it's called puzzle. So Rebbe Bekadosh is puzzle. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yosi, Menayin Revi Bekodesh Shu Pasul. So how do we know that? Where does this then Revi Bekodesh, how do we know that it becomes Pasul? As opposed to maybe not having Tum at all. More says, but did who? We could derive it based on the Kal V'Chomer. Okay, what's the Kal V'Chomer? There's something when a person, the tumas which are self-generated, a zava, a mitzera, mitzeras, a yuletis. So those tumas, in many cases, Balkari, many of the cases that the Torah requires a person to bring a korban. So the person has a Torah process, and many of these, the Torah process is a 7-day process with various requirements how to get through the 7-day process. And then the 7th day the person goes to the mikvah or to the bayzov, he'll go to a mayan. So on the 7th day is referred to as a tful yom. And when the sun sets, So he went to the mikvah. He's already been tevul that day. So he's called tevul yom. He was tevul that day. And when the sun sets, he's in Mordev Shemesh. The sun has set. But he still can't go into the Beis HaMikdash. He can't eat karbanos. He can eat truma, but he can't go into the Beis HaMikdash until he brings a korban. So the next day he's able to bring a korban. And after he brings the korban, he's now allowed to eat kurdish and go into the Beis HaMikdash, etc. That person who did not bring the korban is referred to as a mechusi kippurim. He's lacking the kippura that the korban is brought. It's not really kippurah in the sense of aveira. It's more a sense of kippurah in the sense of the word kippurah is cleansing. So there's an element of tumah which still has to be removed through bringing the korban. So that's referred to as the mechusi kippurim.
Did they stay in that state a long time? Or until
they bring the korban. It could be they bring the korban from the eighth day onward. They could bring the korban, so they could do it right away next morning. It might stay like that for the exception of a Yoledis. A Yoledis can't bring her korban till day 41 or day 81. For boys, day 41. For girls, day 81 after the birth. But every else, then day 8, right, they bring a korban. So the loch is like this. Loch is mechusi kippurim is mutar yitruma. Oma mechusi kippurim she mutar b'truma. So the mechusi kippurim is allowed to eat truma, but pasul b'kodesh. The person himself, the mechusi kippurim, is not roy for kodesh. He's considered tamei still. Regards to Kaddish. So Shlishi, Shepasel B'Truma. So an item of Tuma, which is a Shlishi, which by Truma is considered not acceptable, it has that level of Tuma. Enodin Shiyasa Revi'i L'Kaddish. So the Kavah Karma would indicate that it should impact Kaddish. The same way the person was not impacting the Kaddish in the sense of it's making a Tome, but he can't eat Kaddish, means he can't take the Kaddish into himself, ingest it, because he's impacting the Kaddish by doing so. Even though the Gabi Truma, he's totally tore. So in regards to Truma, he's totally mutter Truma, means he's totally tore in regards to Truma. But his Tuma is such is that it impacts Kaddish. So Shlishi, which is a level of Tumah with regards to Tumah, which is a real level of Tumah, so obviously should impact Kaddish and make it into Revi. Okay. If you remember, make it Revi. Remember, we had this in Saita, the more learned that how do we know that a Shlishi is possible by Tumah from Tzul Yom? This is the same Kavah Chaymer, because of just one step up Shlishi by Chuma from a Tuyayim, which is totally mutter by Meiser, etc. He's also in Chuma, so a Sheni, which is a problem by Meiser, Kavah Chaymer should be able to generate a Shlishi by Chuma. Same Kavah Chaymer. Now, v'lemadnu shlishi l'kodesh min atara revi'i b'kavah chaymer. So Rashi explains that Mor is now asking, why don't you say dayo? There is a rule which is actually kavah chaymer is one of the yud gimel midrash atara dreshes. Which means it was given to Moshe and Har Sinai that this is part of how the Torah is supposed to be expounded. Actually, Rashi says in the Chumash places that Kavah Chaymer is actually the psukim, which indicate the concept of Kavah Chaymer. But together with Kavah Chaymer, there's a concept called Dayo. Dayo means I think we discussed this once. We must discuss it once.
Sure, I'm sure we
should. So, the way Dayo usually said it, well, if A is teaching B, so you can't teach B more than what A has in it. Right? So you can't learn out from the source more than what the source has to offer. That's called Dayo. Now, the truth is that that's not exactly, which it sounds pretty logical, but the truth is it's not exactly 100% logical. Think about it like this. My argument should go the following way. I have two weightlifters. One of them is what do they call it, heavyweight. One of them is a lightweight. So I tell you that the lightweight guy can pick up 300 pounds. It's Kabul Kharma. The heavyweight guy can pick up
300 pounds,
at least 300 pounds, right? He can pick up more than 300 pounds, right? That's why that's exactly our point. Our point is he's stronger than the other guy. So if he's stronger than the guy, he can pick up more, right? So my argument should be he should be able to pick up 400 pounds. Comes along, dies, says, no. I know that logically he should pick up more 400 pounds, but we're not going to learn out more than what we have. So Daya was not 100%. Kalva Kharma Betzim should teach us more than the source. That's the point of a Kalva Kharma. That B is stronger than A, therefore B has more than A. Came along a halacha Moshe Misinai, or based on a pasuk, called Daya. And Daya says, no, don't learn out more than you have. There's a machlokes between Reb Tarfon and the Chachamim. But what about a case where by applying Dayo, you get back to square one, which means you. If I'm learning from A to B, and A has halacha, for B also has this halacha, but the truth is that B had that halacha even without the Kabbal Karma. I don't need the Kabbal Karma to teach it that it has that halacha. So now I'm left with the Kabbal Karma account with zero. Because it had that halacha anyway. What I really wanted to say was that B has more than
has
A.
More.
So in that situation, where by applying Dayo, you end up with no usage for the Kalba Kharma. Do you apply Dayo? But do you say no? Because the logic of Kalba Kharma really is that B should have more than A. It's not that B should be the same as A. So, but there's a concept called Dayo which says don't apply more than what you have. But in a case where Dayo will end up with leaving you with no usage for the Kalba Chaymer, do you apply Dayo or not? So that's Mechalikus in the Tarf and the Chilchomim.
I thought there was maybe a Tosfos that says Dayo only kicks in certain types of cases, but not other types of cases. Maybe that's about it. I thought there was something more.
Well, there's more to it. Okay, we'll get to the next step. There's a lot of background to this one little question over here. Okay, so. So the Gemara's kasha is that you should apply Dayo over here. Now, so applying Dayo would mean what? That, well, the source is Shlishi, and Shlishi by Chuma, there's no dinner Ravi. So how can I learn out by Kurdish that there's a Ravi from Shlishi, which is by Chuma, which is all there is in Shlishi. So I can't generate more than what I have. I can't learn out more than what I have. I have by, but even though I'm learning out to Kurdish, based on Mechusik Kippurim, and Mechusik, you see by Kurdish that there is more, right? Because by Kurdish we see Mechusik Kippurim impacts, whereas by Chuma it doesn't. But to say that therefore, the same way Mechusik Kippurim impacts Kurdish, therefore there should be a locha, something called Revi by Kurdish. Because I say Shlishi by Chuma, I can't learn out more than what I have. But if I say Dayo, I'm going to end up with saying, well, how do I know Shlishi by Kurdish? Maybe let the Kabbal Karma teach Shlishi by Kurdish. And go like this. Let's say the pasuk, we have a liman for Shlishi by Chuma. We have no pasuk for Shlishi by Kurdish. Well, if by Chuma, where Mechusik Kippurim is not a problem, this is the din of Shlishi. Shabbat Kodesh, where there's a din of Machos Kippurim, for sure there's a din of Shlish, like Kabbal Karma. So I'd be learning out Shlish Shabbat Kodesh from a Kabbal Karma. But the problem is I don't need Truman to teach me Shlish Shabbat Kodesh. Because that I can learn out without the Pasuk, without the Kabbal Karma. I have a Pasuk for that. So once I know Shlish Shabbat Kodesh based on a Pasuk, what's the Kabbal Karma teaching me? Shlish Shabbat Kodesh, I know already. So only Shlishi, so what the Kabbal Karma teach me? So the Kabbal Karma must be teaching me Revi. So it has to be teaching, there's more by Kurdish than there is by Juma. What is that? That's called a Revi. So that's the Mora's application over here of the Mora's asking, why don't you apply Dayo? The Mora answers, no.
But that's totally in the Machlok, as you talked about before.
Right, so Rashi is going to say that this the Mora's asking, the Mora is asking, say Dayo. And the Mora is answering according to the opinion which says that Dayo, which is which makes renders the Kabbal Karma useless, we don't apply Dayo. And the Mora, Lamado Shishi Bakadish Minotaro. That phrase Rashi learns is answering the unspoken question, why don't you say Dayo? And the answer is because Shishi Bakadish I have a pasuk for. So I can't learn out Shlishi Bakadish. I can't learn out Shlishi Bakadish from the Kabbal Karma, I know that from the Pasuk already. So what's the Kabbal Karma teaching me? It's teaching me Revi by Kabbal Karma. Ushishim the Kurdish mean the term and not. And so how taka do you know that? Yeah, where does that come from? Ushishim the Kurdish mean the term and not. See, but Bosha Shayiga b'chol tome lo ye'achel. So the Pasuk says any meat of Kurdish which touches something which is tomei should not be eaten. Well, a sheni is tomei. Sheni makes shlishi by truma, so sheni is called a tomei. Mi lo yaskin and the nugget of a sheni. Isn't it included in that it touches a sheni? V'kama rachmona lo ye'ochel. The Torah says don't eat it. So we see shlishi by Kurdish based on a Pasuk. So if we have shlishi by Kurdish based on a Pasuk, so revi v'kabal chaymer. So the Rebbe Kabbal Karma may Kabbal Karma hold them more, like we explained. Okay, to Rashi. The Rashi Machusi Kippurim is the fourth narrow line. Kasha Lashuma Apostle Lakadosh. Bivamas Ifina Lami Kroy Perkaro. That we know that Machusi Kippurim. It's a lot of chuma and can't eat Kurdish, that's psukim, and that's psukim. Shisha b'chuma now how do we know that? Can nafkal b'kal b'char b'mishat the soito matu yom shemotim b'meiser osu b'chuma sheni shapasu b'meiser enodin shei osu shlishi b'chuma. So it makes it very similar kal b'char to teach us the halacha of shlishi by chuma. Now, there's no problem in making a Kabbal Karma based on a Kabbal Karma, which is what we're doing over here, really. Except for by Kutchin. There's a klal, Aim Lamedin, Lamed Mina Lamed Bekutchin. You can't learn out something else. If something which is a derivative, it's not an explicit pasuk, it's based on one of the principles of Rabbi Shmuel, the 13 principles, that cannot turn around and then generate another thing based on that. So that's. But otherwise, we could do that. That's only in regards to the lochas of what's considered how to bring karbonas, etc. But the lochas of tuma, which is not a kachim specific issue, even though we're talking about revi by kurdish, but it's not a loch in how to bring makar karbonas, etc. So that. That you could learn out from a Kabbal Karma. That you could. Yeah. And then she also revealed the Kurdish. So if Shlishi, Machusik Purim doesn't impact Truma, impacts Kurdish, so Shlishi, which impacts Truma, if it should impact Kurdish. Im Taimar, dialogue of Minadin Lios Kanada. You can't learn out more than what we have. Can Kabbal Karma in Cain, Kabbal Karma Lutzorah. If you would say that, you would end up with the Kabbal Karma not being necessary. Because we already have Shlishi the Kurdish. We don't say dayu in such a situation. The more says about bekama. Now, the mandamer nami amrina dayu. According to the sheet over there, which says you say dayu, even if it's going to shlag of the kavu karma, which is the rabbanon over there. So erachanami hani mailois the rabbanon ninu v'lav the reis. So we should end up with that the halacha of shlishi by chuma and the halacha of rabbi by kurdish is only the rabbanon. V'haydin rakav l'mal l'shlishi l'kurdish milsad ba'amahi d'ashmina d'shlishi l'kurdish min atarav. So according to that opinion, shlishi by l'kurdish is min araisa is not really negaya. So according to the Madam Holy, you don't say dayu in the situation. The price is addressing why don't we say dayu? According to the one says you do say dayu, the price is just saying that it's Rabbanan, but Shlishi by Kaddish is the rice. Milo Eskinan. Milo Mishtama Nami Mahikra. Doesn't the Pasuk also mean a case the Naga Bisheni? To Ashachan Ikri Sheni Tomei. Now, where do you see that Shani is referred to as Tomei? Everything inside of the Kli Cheris is Tomei. So the Sheretz was Matama, the Kli Cheris. So the Sheretz is an Av. The Kli Cheris is a Rishon. It says everything inside of the Kli becomes Tomei, which means it becomes a Shani, but it refers to a sheni with the word tome. Habali kli rishon, umasha b'secher sheni, recurly tome. Become a rachmon. The pasuk now says, "Babasha shayiga bechol tome." Anything which is tome, which we just found that out that a sheni is called tome. Okay, which means ifilu b'sheni, habali shlishi lo yeochel. So this passage is written by meat of karbanos. It says if it touches something which is tame, it's no longer usable as a korban. So we see that there's then a shlishi by kodesh minater. Okay. The Mishnah said, "A chuma, if one hand became tamei, so he was matara's hands like he's supposed to for chuma. So stop me a dime and I kosher for chuma. So he was matara's hands like he threw in the tilos a dime like he's supposed to." And now one of the hands touched something which will generate tuma for tuma sidayim. Okay, real tuma is matam of the whole body, but there's certain things called armasakin of the time of the dayim. It was safer. We had it with the Shabbos. Certain things which are beside. So now one hand touched that, so that hand becomes tuma. The other hand remains tor. By kodesh, the locha is that once one hand becomes tuma, both hands are tuma. And by Kurdish, he also pointed out that the way you're Matire Kurdish is not, the hands of Kurdish is not through Natila, it's through Tvila. So you have to go now with Tevila's hands again. So by Chuma, he said if one is Tomei, the other one remains Tor. Okay. By Kurdish, it's not like that. Both become Tomei. Amar Rav Shizvi. Bechiburin Shanuf. Sound like a fellow swallow fraud.
Sounds like you should be in bed.
So the case is when we're saying that the hand is tame which means that the hand will impact, the other hand will impact Taharis and make them Tomei. They impact Kodesh and make a Tomei. It's only true when this hand is touching the Tumah, this hand will have a lacha that will impact Kodesh, other Kodesh. But if this hand is not touching Tumah anymore, this hand will not impact other Kodesh.
Once it leaves the...
Right.
Okay.
Now, there is an argument, and the reason why, Rashi says, is because what Chazal were really afraid of is, well, if, while this hand is touching Tumah, Tumah Tumah, and there's Taharis in other hands, there's always a possibility that it might end up touching the hand, the Tumah which is there. So, that's what Chazal were worried about. Excuse me.
Well, basically, a one-handed person could pick up something in its tummy, put it down, and pick up the dodge, basically.
Right. There are things which are matame yadai. Remember, tumas yadayim is a dindrabana. And so we have the sefer is matama, truma, and kredish. So they're almost acting that swarm because they used to have a problem with swarm next to. Kurdish next to these food, Kurdish next to Swarim, and the little rodents would come and eat the food, they'd end up damaging the Swarim. So, because our Masaka, the Swarim and Matama, the Truma, and the Matama Yadai. So now, if his hand touches the Sefer, his hand touches Truma, the luck is the Truma is no good. But that's a Chumad, that's like a Chumad Rabbanim. So, I'm not going to worry about. What Rashidzvi is saying is, what I'm really worried about is what's making the hand tome. So if this hand has taurus in it and it touches that thing, so the taurus will become tome. The Kurdish will become tome. But the fact that this item might touch the hand, which it will make a tome, but that's only a chumrat rabbanon. So we're not going to make a gzeira on this hand because of this hand. We are not saying that if this item touches this hand, it's tor. That's not true. But I'm not going to make a gzeira because if I make this hand tummy, which really is not really why it should be tummy, because maybe this hand with the thing will touch this hand. We'll keep them separate. But we're more worried about, and that's a chumrat rabbanon, so we're not worried about it. But that it might touch that item, that we're worried about. But if it's not a situation of chiburin, so this hand is no longer touching the source of tumah, and now this hand went and touched kodesh. That kodesh remains tor. Eisvei Abaya. So Abaya says. That we see in the scene not like that. So this is a price, I think. Is it deceptive yet? Says that Yad Naguva Metama Chaverta Latame Lakurdish Abulah the Shuma Dibi Rebbe. Leaf Sol Abulah the Tame. So Yad Naguva means that it's not wet, it's a dry hand. Okay, so this hand, even though it's now the reason why we're discussing dry, because if you have a hand which is tameh and you have liquid on it, the halacha is liquid. Chazal also the rabbanon. Liquid automatically becomes a rishon, even though in the order of how things should place, we'll say, well, the hand's a sheni. So when it touches liquid, it should become a shlishi. Right? Now, if it touches liquid, it becomes a shlishi. So the liquid is a shlishi. So now the liquid will touch truma, nothing happens. Right? Because those things are via by truma. But it'll touch kardesh, it'll make it possible. But Chazara Masaka, that liquid becomes a Rishon. Because liquid accepts Tumah very easily. Chazal said, you know, let's make it a Rishon. So liquid is now a Rishon. Now it touches Tumah. This is Shani, this is Shlishi. But it wasn't wet. It was a dry hand. It was a Tumah hand, which was dry. So he said, the Gabi Kodesh, it passes the other hands. What level of Tumah does it make on the other hand? So Rebbe says that this halacha, that Yad Neguba makes the other hand, a hand which is Tameh, even though it's dry, but the other hand also becomes Tameh. So the halacha is that it becomes, it's Latameh Lekodesh, which means the second hand will get a din of a Sheni, and it'll generate a Shlishi and a Revi. Okay. The time of the Kurdish, I will love the Shuma. So the Mishnah is not the Shuma. So the guy with Gabi Kurdish that right. It should make it'll make the second hand will get a din of a Sheni, the Tor hand, which means that it touches Kurdish, it'll make two levels Tameh. The thing that touches Tameh, and that thing will make something else Tameh. The Gabi Chuma, it's Tor. It doesn't generate a Shlishi. The Gabi Kodesh, we deal with it as if it's a Sheni. So it'll generate two things. It'll create Tumah. It generates Tumah. So Tumah means...
But it's a Shlishi regarding Chuma.
The Gabi Chuma, it's a nothing, right. It's like it would be the equivalent of a Shlishi. It doesn't do anything. And Rishi says, no, it's puzzle. All it does, it's like a Shlishi, so the Gabi Chuma doesn't do anything. And the Gabi Kodesh, it'll generate that the next thing it touches becomes unusable, which becomes a Revi. Okay. So that's their argument. More so like this. Now, E amrit, so that's the price. So the bayal like this. E amrit bishloma shelo bichiburin. Hanru busse dinaguva. El yamrit bichiburin in shelo bichiburin loy mari busse dinaguva. The point of naguva, which means that let the liquid, which would become a rishon, if there be liquid there, which is now a source of tumah, which would make hands tumah into a sheni, are we worried about the liquid impacting the other hand? This hand is tumah, but it has liquid on it, which has a higher level of tumah. What happens to the other hand? So we say no. Let's say that would be true. Means even though this hand is Tomei and it has liquid on it, which is a Rishon, the other hand by Chuma is Tor. Right? Not for Kurdish, but for Chuma, yeah. So I said, no, Kurdish is, even if it's not wet. It's Nagufa. But if this hand is holding Tumah, and we're saying, even though this hand is holding Tumah, by Chuma it's Tor, so what's not if the hand is wet or dry? The Kiddush over here is, even though this hand is dry and it doesn't have the extra level of Tumah that liquid generates, still the other hand is Tor. The other hand is Tumah by Kiddush, right? Because you might have thought that maybe the only time the other hand is Tumah by Kiddush is when it has the liquid which has a higher level of Tumah. But if it's holding, it's only the gay if it's holding the Tumah. So forget about the liquid. It's only the liquid doesn't add any more chumrah or kula. Liquid isn't the problem. There's tumah there. There's actual tumah there.
Or if there's liquid, maybe there would be a different din by truma.
I understand, but I'm telling you, Kiddush. The guy he's holding in his hands something which is matama his hands. It makes his hands into a sheni, right? So he's holding a rishon.
Okay, so, all right.
So the Kiddush, well, but the liquid is also Rishon, is relevant, not relevant. The liquid is not relevant. There's Tumma there. There's Rishon Tumma there. I mean, what's the hand becomes a Sheni. So that means the Gabi hands, he's holding something which is Matami Yadayim, which gives his hands a din of a Sheni. Which means he's holding something which the Gabi hands will make the hands into a Sheni. So that's the same thing as a liquid. And we're saying, well, while you're doing that, the Tumma is okay still. But the Kiddush is, even though the hand is dry. I mean, like, the liquid is not relevant. The only reason the liquid is relevant is because the liquid becomes a Rishon and makes hands tome, the Shadis. No. But I have a Rishon here anyway. So, but if the halacha is even when it's not touching. So now, he let go of the thing and say, okay, now this hand is tome, and this hand touches Kiddush. So, no, you're just apostle the Kiddush. Oh, well, what's this hand? This hand is wet. Whoa, you know, yeah. No, even if this hand is dry, the other hand, Gabi Kaddish, is a problem, not Pachum. That's a Kiddush, even though the hand is dry. So, Baha'i says that therefore, Rav Shizi is wrong. Let's see, Rashi. Let's hold it. Let's hold it now.